Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
We are just a couple of weeks away from Christmas and Christmas Day. I love the time of the season. You know, this hour of Live and Local Now is brought to you in part by Ichabod's Lounge, featuring old-school Vegas atmosphere. In fact, it's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing cash giveaways and payouts. Keep the family together this Christmas Day, okay? Without countless hours in the kitchen, everybody will find menu items that they love at Ichabod's Lounge. Oh, and I left out the best part. No cleanup after the meal. You and your family can choose from turkey dinner, roast pork, Caribbean walleye, a lamb chops, and my favorite, succulent prime rib. Add soup and salad bar for just $4 more. All Christmas Day specials begin at 12 noon. That's Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos. And make sure you get your reservations early. Don't be disappointed. Make your reservations now for Christmas Day at Ichabod's. Okay. They are wrapping up the final funeral for George H.W. Bush. James Baker spoke earlier. One of the best parts of the last couple of days was George W. Bush yesterday. Because as sad a moment as it is for America and for the Bush family, the patriarch being laid to rest, the former president, 43, brought some humor. This is cut six. This is the former president, George W. Bush.
I once heard it said of man that the idea is to die young as late as possible. At age 85, a favorite pastime of George H.W. Bush was firing up his boat, the Fidelity, and opening up the three 300-horsepower engines to fly, joyfully fly, across the Atlantic with the Secret Service boats straining to keep up. At age 90, George H.W. Bush parachuted out of an aircraft and landed on the grounds of St. Anne's by the Sea in Kennebunkport, Maine, the church where his mom was married and where he worshiped often. Mother liked to say he chose a location just in case the chute didn't open. In his 90s, he took great delight when his closest pal, James A. Baker, smuggled a bottle of Grey Goose vodka into his hospital room. Apparently it paired well with the steak Baker had delivered from Morton's.
I thought that was uniquely personal and funny, and it helps to celebrate a life. Just some final thoughts on George H.W. Bush. He was from a different era. For instance, he was a voracious note writer. He would send everybody handwritten notes, even perfect strangers that had corresponded with him, seeking counsel or legislation. He would send back a handwritten note, and he wanted a kinder, gentler nation. We don't have a kinder, gentler nation right now. I think all of us can agree upon that. Whether you're, you know, a liberal, whether you're a conservative, Republican, Democrat. I mean, even the libertarians aren't very kind or gentler. No. But I'm going to tell you something. The question everybody seems to be asking is, will this cause anybody to change? Will it cause George, will it cause President Trump to change? Or Chuck Schumer to change? Or Nancy Pelosi? Or Paul Ryan for another couple of weeks? Will it cause any of them to change their tune? Will it change the tenor of the conversation in Washington? I don't think it will. Because what's going on in Washington right now is about power. Plain and so it's not even ideology. It's not even about ideology. If it were about ideology, you'd see deals being brokered that benefit both sides. But this isn't about ideology. This is about, plain and simple, power. For instance, there is a breaking news just in the last day or so that there may be a deal being brokered to repeal and replace Obamacare. But I don't think that's going anywhere, to be honest with you. We'll talk about that. But Joe Manchin is pitching the president on reviving a bipartisan Obamacare fix. It's the one that Patty Murray proffered along with Lamar Alexander. Murray, a liberal Democrat from the state of Washington, and Lamar Alexander, a Republican from Tennessee. We'll talk about that. Because guess who's coming up? My buddy, Dale Bellis from Liberty HealthShare. We are in the closing days of open enrollment for Obamacare. We'll talk about that and more coming up live and local now. It is not surprising, the news we get. This is incredible, though. The Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services shows that the number of people signing up for Obamacare for 2019 has declined significantly. In fact, there's been a 13% drop in the number of signups for Obamacare coverage between November 1st and November 24th. 13% drop. This is the busy time if you're in the Obamacare business. It's open enrollment. And yet everybody I talk to that has Obamacare, they keep telling me, how do I get out of it? How do I get out of it? And the answer I always bring to them is Liberty HealthShare. Joining us, oddly enough, is the Executive Director of Liberty HealthShare. He is Dale Bellis, and he joins us on our City National Bank guest hotline. Good morning.
Oh, what a pleasure to be with you. Thanks so much.
I want to ask you, are you surprised by this number that it's a 13% drop? And again, it's in their open enrollment period. Is that surprising to you?
It does not surprise me for two reasons. One, because there's no longer the motivation because of the individual mandate. The fine will be gone in 2019 and following, number one. But that represents a small portion, I think, of that number. The other is the rising costs of health care just push people to find alternative means for meeting health care costs, and health insurance is losing its relevance, frankly.
Well, and that's I wanted to get to that because when I explain Liberty HealthShare to my friends, my family, and one of the things I have to do at the very beginning is forget everything you know about, quote, health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is not health insurance in the traditional sense of the word. Can you talk a little bit about how it's different. And why we have to think of this as kind of a different paradigm, if you will.
Sure, and you're exactly right. After decades of being told there's only one way to pay for healthcare costs, and that's through insurance, we're here to just simply say there is an alternative means for paying and meeting healthcare costs that's cost-efficient and effective. It's called healthcare sharing. It's where you and I and multiple other Americans band together to pay each other's medical costs member to member, direct person to person, and it's my money being utilized and sent to another person who has costs, and then whenever my family or myself have bills, that same group is there to pay my expenses.
I want to ask you, because to me, every company in America should do this. Most do. They do polling. They find out about customer satisfaction. What do you learn when you ask your members about Liberty HealthShare? Are they satisfied with what they get?
They're satisfied and locked in for two reasons. One, because of cost, and we meet healthcare costs together at half the cost of conventional healthcare. Primarily, Kevin, because we pay each other's medical bills. We have buy-in to the expense. It's our dollars at stake, so there's that sense of skin in the game. That's number one. Number two is our money does not go to a company black hole somewhere to be dispersed at different priorities and interests, but instead we transparently, openly see our money being sent to another person who has medical bills. We can message them with cheer, with encouragement, with prayer, whatever the case may be, and we send a check from that receiving member's account to the doctors and hospitals, and our members tell us that produces such a sense of significance and value, that's what cements their participation.
You know, when I talk to, and by the way, Dale Bell is joining us, Executive Director of Liberty HealthShare. When I talk with people about their experience with Obamacare, one of the things I hear probably more often than anything else is the whole notion of what's covered, what's not, and that some bureaucrat in D.C. is trying to tell you what's covered, what's not. Who is it that dictates what's covered and what's not when it comes to Liberty HealthShare?
Our members weigh in on those choices and decisions. We send out annual ballots to our members to make choices, decisions about different aspects of what we call our sharing guidelines. And so those rules are agreed upon by the members. So it's member-decided, member-driven, member-engaged, and that's what makes the difference. And we participate with costs associated with medical care up to $1 million for each incident. So if it's a hospital stay or a heart attack or a broken arm, those are separate incidents. No limit on the number of incidents, up to $1 million in each case.
I want to ask you, because this number that I brought you earlier from the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, a 13% drop in the number of signups for Obamacare just in 1 month, November 1st through the 24th of this year. If people want to extricate themselves, if they want to get out from under their Obamacare premium, their Obamacare huge deductible, $6,000, $7,000, $8,000, $10,000 deductible, can they do it on a dime? Can they get themselves away from Obamacare and into programs like Liberty HealthShare quickly and without a long delay or an overlap?
They can do it immediately. They can join us now or any other month in the course of the year. Just simply drop out of that health insurance policy arrangement and instead join with Liberty HealthShare on a whole different premise, basis, mindset, for meeting costs, and that is what we've been discussing in terms of health sharing. You can click the button on our website, enroll now, choose any first of any month to participate, and you can do it today.
A question I get a lot, and mainly because a lot of my friends are dealing with alternative forms of medicine, not just Western medicine, but Eastern medicine, that kind of thing. What about alternative medicine? What is the attitude of Liberty HealthShare on that?
We submitted that question to our members about 2 years ago regarding naturopathic treatments and alternative treatments for for care and conditions, they overwhelmingly responded and said, yes, this simply gives more choice, more opportunity, more decision in the hand of the individual consumer. That's what we're all about. And so our members said, yes, we will share in costs associated with naturopathic treatments.
I remember back to 2010 and the run-up to Obamacare, and I remember President Obama always said things like, we're going to bend the cost curve of health care down. It turns out Obamacare didn't do that. It shot it through the roof. I'm curious, though, that you've got numbers on your side now. You've got a lot of numbers to be able to look at. Have you actually been able to bend the cost curve of health care down for your members?
Well, our share amount, we call it, and that's the amount of money that gets sent to another member for their health care costs. Until just recently, we've absorbed health care inflation for the past 5 years. Just recently, we bumped it up slightly, and that's just simply the reality of health care costs in America. But our members tell us that it's at half, 50% of what they ordinarily would spend for a conventional health care plan. So for singles, it's $299. For couples, $399. For a family of three or more, we don't count more than three, it's $529. And that's the share amount that gets dispersed to another member.
And so when you say bumped up, it's a very reasonable bump up. This isn't like going to $1,200 a month or anything like that.
No, absolutely not. As you've just said, I just said, our average family cost for sharing hovers right around $500.
I want you to take us through the process. And I want to begin with somebody that's sitting there listening to the radio right now and saying, my goodness, I'm paying $1,500 a month, and I got deductibles of $8,000. I don't have $8,000 if I have to go to the hospital. And take us through the process of how somebody can, A, find out more, but, B, actually enroll, what the approval process is, and when they can actually start being covered.
Let me start with that second one first, if I may, because our standards of individual qualifying for participation are really simple. And it's, number one, just be health conscious, health aware. We really do believe that our bodies are temples and we have a moral and spiritual obligation to care for our health. So start with that mentality, number one. Number two is don't abuse drugs or alcohol or be a tobacco user. We welcome smokers, by the way, Kevin, but they have to commit to quit. We give them a health coach and walk them through a smoking cessation. Number three, just peruse the shared beliefs, we call them, and make sure you can sign off on them. It's essentially that. We believe God's put us here on earth to help another person whenever they have a need. And we've simply turned that principle into a solution for healthcare. So that's number one. Just click on the button, review the application, and submit it. It's a free analysis and review and no risk. That's number one. Number two, just go to the website, libertyhealthshare.org, and ask for the free information packet. We call it a decision guide. It gets delivered to your email electronically. So when you give your name and email address, it gets instantly populated there, just chock full of explanation and information about Liberty Health Share and healthcare sharing. Or call the toll-free number, talk it through, and it's easy to remember, by the way, 855-58, and just spell out the word Liberty, 855-58-LIBERTY, or just, again, go to libertyhealthshare.org.
Okay, you took us through the process, but I want to get to the most important process, and that is, if God forbid somebody enrolls and then they get sick and then they need a doctor's care or they need to go to the hospital, what happens then?
Well, number one, we give the choice of doctors and hospitals to our members. We don't have a limiting network, so any willing doctor and hospital will do, number one. We give our members an ID card out of convenience that says, I'm an uninsured patient, but I'm going to pay my bills in association with my fellow healthcare sharing members, so send the bill to the address there on the card. We receive it on behalf of the member, processes in our system. It shows up in their member portal online that I referred to as the share box. And then a sufficient number of members share in that cost. We cut the check to the doctor and hospital, and all of that is transparent and open to the individual members. The docs and hospitals love it because it's fair and reasonable and prompt payments, and it eliminates so much of the overhead and administrative red tape that they typically have to deal with every day.
But the first step is to find out more about it, and there's no obligation, there's no charge, there's no nothing. You just find out more about Liberty HealthShare. Very quickly, because I'm running short on time, how do they do it? How do they begin the process?
LibertyHealthShare.org, LibertyHealthShare.org. Ask for the free information guide, goes to your email, or call the toll-free number that's listed there on the website. But LibertyHealthShare.org is the place to get the info.
Hey, if we don't get a chance to talk to you in the next couple of weeks, I know everybody's going to be flying around doing all kinds of traveling and out of pocket, so to speak. Have a very wonderful holiday season. A Merry Christmas, a Happy New Year, a Happy Hanukkah, on and on and on. And we will certainly talk with you again in the new year, because this is an issue that is not going away anytime soon. Dale, thanks so much, and the best to you and your family.
What a pleasure. Thanks for the invitation. God bless.
There you go. Dale Bellis, Executive Director, Liberty HealthShare. And nah, he's right, though. You can get yourself out of Obamacare like today. Would that not be cool? To be done with the $800, $900, $1,000 premiums every month? And no, wouldn't it be nice to be done with the $8,000-$10,000 deductibles? Yikes. By the way, this hour of Live and Local Now is brought to you in part by Liberty HealthShare, offering an affordable healthcare option that allows you to enroll any time of the year, even today. Check it out at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. Stick around. More to do as we continue. Last night was a bizarre night on cable news. We'll tell you more about that as we continue Live and Local Now.
For families across the nation, it's decision time. It's the time to find which health plan will fit your needs. My name is Pat Casale, and I work with the MultiCare Group, and we can help you navigate through all the confusion surrounding you or your family's healthcare options. We can help you find healthcare plans that fit your budget, whether on the exchange or off the exchange. We will help you get tax subsidies where you qualify. And if you don't qualify for subsidies, we're going to help you find the best plan to fit your budget. For instance, in Clark County, Sierra Health and Life offers the most competitive health plans. Let me provide you with an in-depth analysis on which plans make the most sense for you. Compare the plans side by side. The MultiCare Group is licensed to offer you coverage throughout the state of Nevada and in California and other states if necessary. We will find the best plan with guarantees that fit your best budget. For more information, call me, Pat Casale, the MultiCare Group, on my cell, 702-286-1014. That's 702-286-1014, or try the office, 702-396-9449. Give us a call today and see where your options lie. I look forward to helping you real soon.
It keeps getting better and better at Rhythm Kitchen Seafood and Steaks. Hey, Kevin Wall here. The fun begins every afternoon, 4 till 6:30, with the best happy hour in the Vegas Valley. Mondays are extra special at Rhythm Kitchen. Enjoy happy hour all night long. And on Mondays, you get 50% off every bottle of wine under $100. Every day, Rhythm Kitchen features New Orleans-style seafood specialties. Crawfish etouffee, beignets, jambalaya. Like I said, it just keeps getting better and better. Rhythm Kitchen also features a banquet facility. So book your corporate events, birthday, anniversary, holiday parties, or any other celebration. Call Chris at 702-767-8438. That's 702-767-8438. Great food, incredible five-star service. I just love it. Open every day at 4, serving prime steaks and seafood. Rhythm Kitchen, located on South Decatur, just off the 215.
Roberto's Taco Shop, real Mexican food you like.
In Mexico, there was a phrase we used to say after enjoying a wonderful meal. Fabuloso. That's what best describes the authentic Mexican dishes prepared at Roberto's. Choose from over 100 family recipes. You see, Roberto's uses only the finest and freshest ingredients available.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
Ah, it's going to be a glorious day.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Light your liberty. Starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple. And no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To find out how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and I ran for governor in 2018. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. For this Christmas, Las Vegas Cyclery has kids bikes, affordable hybrid mountain bikes, and gift cards. We also have a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, which allows anyone to ride a bike, especially for those who want to ride a bike again but have some limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. And for those of you who are interested in a more extended outdoor experience, visit escapeadventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Escapeadventures.com.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
We are your radio program of record all across the state of Nevada and in SoCal, too. I don't know if you saw this last night, but there was some new reporting on Fox News Channel that James Comey and others were copied on emails dealing with bringing the Trump administration down. This blockbuster reporting outlines that James Comey, his name was on this email in trying to bring down the Trump administration. Let's go to cut two, because this is Newt Gingrich last night on Hannity.
John Solomon just breaks the story. Now, we knew that they didn't verify the dossier, and it was not corroborated, which is part of their protocol and also part of the law. But now we see an email chain where they knew it had massive credibility problems. This is what he discovered, an email chain with all of these people's names in it that shows they knew that there were credibility problems to the very evidence, that the bulk of evidence that was used to obtain the FISA warrants in the FISA applications. And they withheld all of that exculpatory information from the judges, as well as who paid for it, which was Hillary, and how it was a political document. How can they get away with that abuse of power?
Well, because they're the establishment. They're the fix. They're the insiders. They're the guys that the New York Times and the Washington Post and all the networks, except for Fox, all surround and protect them. They operated on a premise, and of course, they all thought Hillary was going to win. So they never thought this would come to light. They thought they were helping the winner. And I think it was an enormous shock election night to suddenly start, for Comey in particular, to suddenly start realizing that his neck was on the line. He'd been breaking the law. But he always thought he'd be protected. Everybody near the Clintons have been protected, as you pointed out.
Oh, wait,
earlier.
Comey's name is Comey in this email chain. He's on the email chain. He signed off on that.
Of course. You had the director of the Federal Bureau of Investigation actively trying to destroy a presidential candidate. You have the former head of the FBI, Bob Mueller, actively trying to destroy the president of the United States.
That's Newt Gingrich, who, by the way, I happen to believe is maybe one of the two or three best surrogates for the president of the United States. If I were in office or running for office, I'd have this guy by my side. I'd have him on my speed dial. I mean, it's not even close. I mean, this guy is really good. But the reporting by John Solomon I thought was spot on. I don't know if you've had a chance to look at it. But there's an email chain that James Comey is a part of. Now, I get a lot of email chains. Only because of what I do. But when you're the director of the FBI or the former director of the FBI, the stuff you get is pretty darn important. Now, coming up, I'm going to ask Wayne Allyn Root what he makes of it. He also did a column, by the way, kind of a postmortem on the November 6th election, the midterm. And it's fascinating stuff. We'll talk about who's to blame for what happened. And one of the things he did in a column today is he compared Nevada to Ohio. Ohio, they won everything. And in Nevada, we lost everything. What is it that happened? What is it that needs to change as we go forward to a vitally important, critically important 2020 midterm? What is it that needs to happen? We had the Republican National Committee. Not just parachute people into our state 3 months out of the election. They were here for over a year. And yet we did not win. What do we need to do different in 2020? I'm going to put that question to Wayne Allyn Root. War now. We'll do that and more coming up live and local now. Kevin Wall here. A few months ago, a friend invited me for a Tuesday evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes, but boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's has been there for 31 years and family-owned for 19 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pasta, and five daily specials. And their kitchen's open 24 hours for you late-night foodies. And I just love Ichabod's old-school Vegas atmosphere. When everybody else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super-serve its customers. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar from 6:30 to 10:30. You want to win? You want to have fun? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar,